Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I want to take a closer look at those seven House impeachment managers announced today and what their roles will be. Can you first tick through who they are?
Sure. So there are seven. There is Adam Schiff, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Gerald Nadler, who is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Akeem Jeffries, who is the chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, Jason Crow, a congressman from Colorado, Val Demings, congresswoman of Florida, Sylvia Garcia of Texas, and I'm missing someone, Zoe Lofgren, California. Lofgren. So they, yeah. It's a long list. I think the thing that we need to remember here is it's a combination of leadership folks and people who are bringing in prosecutorial expertise. And that is exactly what Pelosi said she wants. She wants people who can conduct a trial.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit more from Speaker Pelosi on why she chose those managers who kind of serve like prosecutors.
The emphasis is on litigators. The emphasis is on comfort level in the courtroom. The emphasis is making the strongest possible case to protect and defend our Constitution.
But Kelsey, there's something else. Some wanted Pelosi to choose independent Congressman Justin Amash as a manager to make the process less partisan. She did not do that, of course. What do you make of her choices?
She chose people who represent the House case as it was presented in the Intelligence Committee and in the Judiciary Committee. She chose people that represent individual parts of that, you know, that people who can send a message about who Democrats are and why they are impeaching this president. Mm-hmm. Having Amash there was something that leadership aides dismissed from the moment that that small group started bringing it up, just because this is about Democrats making their case, not necessarily about bringing in Amash to do that for them.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. These managers are in charge of carrying the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. What specifically will they do over the next few days?
Well, first, they will have to, as you said, carry it directly to the Senate, physically carry it. And then they will have the responsibility of reading the articles into the Senate record. And then they will be the people who are in charge of making the House case in the Senate. So we expect that there will be about 24 hours of testimony time devoted to those House managers arguing the case against the president. And then the White House will have the same amount of time to argue their case. And those impeachment managers will be the ones who do the talking then.
And so will this feel very much like a courtroom? What will prosecuting this case entail? Would they question witnesses, which has been an ongoing question for the last few weeks?
This isn't going to be like watching Law and Order. I think that we should expect that it's going to be a very, very stoic process. I don't think that we're going to see a lot of outbursts. It's a situation where the senators themselves are required to be silent. So this is not going to the fireworks that we saw throughout the process in the House are not going to be replicated in the Senate if people follow the rules.
Okay. We've also been reminded this week that one of the House managers during Clinton's impeachment, former Republican Congressman James Rogan, lost re-election to Congressman Adam Schiff after the Clinton impeachment. From your view, what are the larger political ramifications for these managers really accepting this responsibility?
Well, I think that the political ramifications stretch even beyond the managers themselves. For the managers, a lot of them are in safe Democratic districts at this point. And they, as I talked to Democratic staffs, they feel that these people are pretty safe politically. The greater political question also kind of looks at the timeline. We're going to be in the middle of an impeachment trial during the State of the Union and as Democratic voters are casting their first ballots in the primary in Iowa. That is a really, really big moment.
Yeah.
And it's a situation where both sides could either benefit or could really see drawbacks depending upon how these arguments play out and how they are received.
Yes, you have a busy day ahead. You talked a little bit with Robin about what you'll be doing over the next few hours, but this is really unprecedented.
Sure. This is not something that most people up here in the Capitol have experienced. Zoe Lofgren, one of the impeachment managers, is one of the very few people in the Capitol who has been here for three impeachment trials now. She was on the Judiciary Committee staff during Nixon. She was present here as a House member during Clinton, and she is now an impeachment manager for Trump. So this is again, a moment that not many people in the Capitol or in Washington in general have experienced.
Yes, we'll definitely be watching as it happens and learning as it happens. As you mentioned, many of us, this is the first time that we're actually watching it in this way. The Clinton impeachment, of course, happened long ago, where many of us may not remember those key points and details of what happens in an impeachment process. That's NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.